This is an Average Joe Media production.
Hurry up, Daddy, the show is fine!
Let the band play.
You know I got the juice, man. I just hopped up out that Lambo, Batmobile like Bruce Wayne. I just dropped 200 on my gang. This shit was pocket change.
Hey! What's up, family?
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another Strawberry Lemonade. Mm-hmm. Another rendition, audio journey of the CWJP. I'm here with three amazing people. To my left, I have Alex.
Yep.
Across from him, I have Lizbeth.
Hello.
And to her right, left.
Way. Yeah, close.
Still learning. I still put L's and R's in my shoes.
Okay.
I have no nickname, Kane. How's everyone
what
feeling?
What do? Hey.
Woo woo. Yeah.
Solid. How is everyone's mental?
I'm Gucci.
Pretty good. I mean,
being in the dark right now, paying bills.
Could complain, but what's the use? So.
Ain't no fucking sense
exactly.
Of it. Nobody listen to niggas, no way. I'm feeling stupendous. Of course, I'm on my way up, top floor.
Love that.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, right there. Mm-hmm. I'm moonwalking.
Love that for you.
Right to the top. If you haven't done, I haven't done this in a long time. If you haven't done so already, follow the podcast on all the socials.
Definitely.
I ain't said that in a while. Share with a friend, like, share, review, share, review, share and review,
and more share, sharing. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tag people.
Yeah. Tag people.
Share it to strength. Share it to the people you don't like. Yeah. Share it to the people you do like. Yeah. Share it with strength. Go to Starbucks and airdrop it.
Ooh, smart.
I love that.
Yeah.
No, I used to do that early on in the game. I used to just share shit with random on the airplane at the airport. Oh, I used to get real spammy with niggas.
He's a real spammy.
I used to spam the shit out of niggas' airdrops. I know these. I used to piss them off. Are we gonna get started, right, Alex?
Yep.
Well, before that, we have three main things we gonna get into, and it's gonna get heated. I like it because niggas said save it for the pod.
Put it on the docket.
That's what they said. Put it on the docket. Mm-hmm. Save it for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We don't want to talk about it right now, even though Lizbeth attempted to.
I did
no
not.
One, you attempted to.
I did not.
And we stayed away from it.
I did not.
Alex has his three random questions. We're going to get through these motherfuckers. We're going to get through the shit.
Let's get into
Let's get through the shit.
All right. Y'all ready?
As ready as we going to be.
Yeah, we already know what's coming.
Random question number one. What's the most out of character thing great sex made you do? And would you do it again? Yeah, you got to think about that one a little bit.
I don't.
Oh, I got mine.
put the whole thing in and then pull out. Yep.
And then produce a child.
What do you mean?
You say you put the whole thing in
and
then pull out.
Hold the whole dick in.
As
and then pull out. Because they
ever?
Say, no, what you mean? No, I didn't. No.
I was like, I the shit question. In there for marinating.
No, I didn't.
No, because you know, that's what the Amish do. They just put it in. They don't thrust. They just put it in and let it marinate. Like, that's how, because they consider that not breaking, not losing their virginity.
So no stroke.
They call it soaking.
That so no stroke.
Disgusting. No stroke. They call it soaking. So the guy just puts it in, but doesn't move until he comes. And then he just.
So is she just laying there?
Like yeah, soaking. Fish? They call it soaking. They can't move because the movement is the sick.
The movement is the taking of the virginity.
Then it's for the pleasure. And you know they don't have sex for pleasure. So he just puts it in.
They just having sex to reproduce. It's dumbest. I'm sorry. Shout out to all my Amish niggas, though.
Yeah, it was on that TLC show. I was like, soaking.
Fuck that.
Soaking.
Yeah, I'm soaking in that ass. Fuck what you talking about. I'm having a blast. I'm not just sitting here and everybody sitting still until I come. What about her? It's the only time I care about her if I was Amish. What about her? She don't get hers off the soaking.
They've never talked about their pleasure.
She like a wet washcloth, just nothing, no soap, just washcloth. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Big up to my Amish niggas though.
Liz.
No, for the one time. Shouts out to the Amish. The ones who make the little fireplaces they just sell on the infomercial. I don't know. They still got that business out there going on no more. Shouts out to the Amish that make them. Shouts out to the horse and carriage ones. You know what I'm saying? The one, the Orthodox Jones. Shouts out to them. Shouts out to their hats they wear. Them shits is fire. I probably couldn't call Javar to their hats. I'm pretty sure that's like a sin. But, you know, shouts out to
them. Anywho.
I'm sorry.
I think my answer to the question, I was dating this nigga who wanted to be a rapper. The dick was so good that I supported his rap career, even though he would rap Excedrin with Excedrin. And those listening know about this time in my life. This nigga's, everything this nigga does be trash. Everything.
He still rap?
No, now he's a tattoo artist.
All right.
What's his name?
Is he any
good? I'm going to tell you after the pod.
Yeah, you should share it with us.
I'm going to tell you after the pod.
I feel like I need to stay away from that nigga. And I want another tattoo.
I wouldn't put you. I saw that. I know some good tattoo artists.
Is actually. He not a good tattoo? He a bad rapper and bad tattoo artist?
Mm-hmm. It's but, quality, but the dick was so good. That not only did I support it. I was in college. This man wasn't in college. He used to live mad far from me. So I was wasting hella gas. The only bathroom in his house was in the master bedroom of his auntie's room. So if I would stay the night, I would have to get up and like cross her TV all awkwardly, like, good morning.
While she was up?
Yeah, she was up. And you know how you had to pee after sex?
Yeah.
Yo, it's nothing worse than 2 a.m. being like, oh, I gotta go pee. And then I have to walk up there and like I hear the TV on. I'm like, damn, this bitch up. This bitch sleep. What's going on? And then
I walk in and she's staring at me. Outside before I walk past her after I just had sex.
Well, anywho. Rap career.
Yo,
trash.
You live a crazy life, bro.
But the dick was so good. All my friends would be like, why? Why are you messing with him? You are so out of his league.
But
like,
the dick was slapping.
The dick was slapping.
Damn.
Yeah, it was
right. You heard she say slapping. She's like, she meant that.
Slapping.
Yo, that shit was.
Like you heard the H and M. Yeah.
Thinking back on him. I think that's his only redeeming quality because now sometimes he would like with some baddies and he posts like he's clearly driving their car and like they be paying for shit. And then like people
true to the game.
Yo, he is true to the game. And then people be like, yo, what's up with that? And I'm like, yo, the dick be dicking. He got the type of dick that you want. And I don't support niggas, but I was like, oh, you're a rapper. I said, yeah, babe, you're amazing. Give me another bar. And I would try to help him.
Ain't a bar two words.
Yeah.
A bar is only two words, ain't it?
No, a bar is each line. So 16 bars, 16 lines. So if I said juice, you got a headache. You need Excedrin.
You would know, right?
Hey, juice. Alex got a headache too. He need Excedrin. Like it was like raps.
So
like
we
that.
Both need the same thing.
That was horrible.
It wasn't even a double entendre.
No, because at least if it was like that, I'm like, all right, that's a little bit fire. No,
right, I get it. No Sesame Street raises.
Anywho, so that's the most out of pocket shit I've ever done for some dick.
I don't know. I want to say I don't know. Well, only thing I can think of, this nigga I was fucking, he was grown as fuck. And when I say grown, this was like, we'll say way back when. It was at least a 10 plus year age gap. But this nigga lived.
Oh, he was grown.
No, I was not grown.
You Drea. You was Drea. Wow.
He was older than me.
Yeah, I'm saying he was Drea in the situation, is what I'm saying.
Oh, you Jalen Green?
No.
Yeah, you was definitely Jalen. Hey,
no, because we didn't know each other when I was younger. Right, so it wasn't grooming.
They didn't know each other? They didn't know each other?
Anyways.
She just fucked with a nigga that's 20 years different.
We're not going to do that.
Damn, son.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
You know,
anyways,
I'm not saying nothing else about Negroes.
He was 10 plus years older than me. For the story, we're going to say he was 10 years older than me. However, he was still living in his mother's basement.
Okay.
And would have to sneak me in and out the house.
Because mama had rules.
Not even that she had, well, let him tell it. She was just nosy. And he didn't want her, like, knowing his business. And I'm just like, but you're grown.
Oh, that was his wife, yo.
But you're grown.
What?
No, his wife actually.
Never what?
Met. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He was separated, technically.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I was young, so I was believing. Because to me, like, why would you lie? I'm like, we grown as fuck. Why would
now
you lie?
Now we're friends with Juice.
But, and there you have it. Now I know
why
niggas
I
be lying
lie.
For fun.
I tell you, for sport.
Yeah, for sport. Yeah, so that was, sport. I guess, the dumbest thing I did for
damage
Dick was sneak in and out of a house with a grown-ass man.
Okay.
Alex?
Damn. So, just off the pussy alone, I didn't do it, but I did have a thought about, co-signing for a bitch credit card.
You put your financial
was it that good?
Risk.
It was that good?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's what I said. I thought about it. I was like, nigga, my man logic, my man math kicked in.
Yeah.
I'm glad it kicked in for you because I could have came to hunt you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You still could keep in touch with Shorty?
No, we don't talk at all.
Oh, that's
what actually, so we followed each other on social media, and I seen how much of the fall off happened in her life, and I'm so glad I dodged that bullet.
Yeah,
but you could have been the reason why she stayed up.
And you know what?
You could have been because you know what I'm saying. Women fall off for different reasons. Like she could, the nice nigga she could have got with, right? Credit score 320. You can't co-sign for a P. You could have helped her, and now look at her, bad down, destitute. She drive a Chevy Cavalier. You know, they don't make them no more.
Poor Tank Tank.
Burgundy.
I don't know what kind of car she drive.
Transmission up. Stick shift. Yo, crazy.
Crazy ain't my problem.
She clutching it.
Damn.
A woman driving a stick shift? Oh, it's some of the funniest shit ever to me.
No, nigga, her window.
She ain't man your window.
She got the crank.
Because the credit score is so low.
Poor baby.
And she got it from a buy here, pay here.
Nigga, you know I'm about to say? She ain't go to Patriot Autos or Jimmy the Boxer?
You know, I hate Jimmy the Boxer. He's the loudest, most. I see why he sell cars now. Because his boxing career couldn't have been shit.
I'm screaming.
It couldn't have been. I'm
trying to go round
for
round.
I heard Jimmy the first time and last time I've ever heard of Jimmy the Boxer was on 92Q Jams.
Yeah.
Nigga, they playing your commercial with Big Al. I fuck with Big Al. I don't fuck. What happened? What's this? Is a tear? She killed someone?
That is not a teardrop. That is a red lemon with no shade.
That's not a lemon. That's a teardrop.
It's supposed to be a teardrop.
All right. Well, all right. What you got next? I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. That's him. That's his artwork.
Yes. All right, do you see? Get do you the see fuck the lack out of here. Shading?
Bye. Okay. Right. We don't need that in this.
So now y'all know how far the dick was.
Oh my god.
yeah. Okay. Random question number two. You ready?
She was so ugly.
This is going to be something that Juice can give his opinion on, but you as women, y'all can answer in the full transparency.
Okay.
Why do women get upset when they try to change the parameters of an agreement and it fails?
Can I mute up, actually?
Sure.
Got it.
Why do women get upset when they try to change the parameters of an agreement and it fails?
Yeah, so like if you got a dude you're talking to, y'all fucking around, y'all doing what y'all do, and y'all agree to awesome, it is what it is. Shit, y'all just wham bam, thank you, man, whatever. Whatever y'all agree to, that's what it is. And the nigga sticks to it. But then y'all start being like, you know what? I want shit to be different. I want a little more than what we said we wanted. So then you trying to change parameters, and he's like, nah, I'm not with that. And y'all continue to do what y'all do, and you continue to just be upset about the shit, and it's not changing. So you try to change parameters in the field, and then you get upset.
So, to me, the only reason I personally would try to change parameters is if the guy started moving differently. And not differently in a bad way. Differently, like, he's doing more than he should be. Hypothetically, we just friends with benefits, just fucking every once in a while. But then you start inviting me places. Even if it's just not the two of us. You out with your friends, you're like, hey, you want to come? Okay, cool, I get there. We still friends, but, like, you rubbing on me while we out. Because that's not friends with benefits. That's, that's a little more.
Yo, that's my bad,
that's
girl.
That's a little
that's,
more.
No, that's you stating a claim in public.
You're doing a little bit more. That's giving a little
a claim
bit.
In public.
Yeah, yeah. That's and in my head.
That's my bag.
Because now another nigga ain't going to be able to like come holler at you. Because now this nigga been hugged up on you. And you're like,
that's
yo.
That's my bag. I love you in public.
That's so, yeah, that's what we say.
So it's just like, yeah, now we got to change parameters if you're inviting me out. And all up on me while we're out. So
you fucking up the church's money?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I've been saying that all week. I love that.
Fucking up the church's money.
Catholic
what I will say.
You're fucking up the Catholic church money?
Yeah, the church, they got the big
the church in general. The church,
they got a big bag?
The big bag.
Okay. I almost said it to my white manager this morning, but I was like, he's not going to get it. So I was just like, never.
They, no, no.
He
no,
going to think he's stealing
Joe
from the bank.
He's going to be like, what? Church money, though.
It sure is.
He's gay. My manager's gay. Right. He's definitely not going to know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Shout out to that LGBTQ.
So for me, I think women get upset because in the past, they may have caved when you want to change parameters. So I think women sometimes will cave in on what they consider to be small shit and then get upset about it, right? So y'all agree to just be friends with benefits. And then he's like, yo, I'm doing this thing. Like, come out. You're like, oh, man, you know, it's not really, it's given situation shit. But I'll come out because he's my friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes out, stakes that claim. You still go home and fuck him. So now instead of being like, yo, this shit was right, uncomfortable or whatever, whatever, you don't. So now y'all is, you feel like, okay, the agreement has been changed because when this nigga, when we started this, it was, We just fucking, that's it. Hi, bye, type. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Now, we going out. We hugged up in public. You know, you done caved.
Taking a picture, too.
Take a picture.
I'm definitely taking a picture.
The agreements of that, the contracts and the boundaries within that contract have already been violated.
I'm smiling.
She just didn't have the conversation. So I feel like when it comes to women upset, it's because then it gets to the point where it's like, all right, nigga, we going out, we going on trips, we hugged up in public. Your friends know we fucking yada, 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 yada. So it's like, let's be in a relationship. Oh, well, why are you trying to change shit up?
Yeah.
What do you mean, why am I trying to change shit up? Shit has already been changed up.
Well, no, it ain't. It didn't change because you, like, all right, cool, right? We boom, boom, boom. Yo, come out with me. I do like you, though. I fuck with you. Mm-hmm. I'm hugged up on you. I'm grabbing your thigh. I might touch your ankle. I might play with your ankle.
Don't do that.
I'm going to play with your ankle in public, right?
Have to go to the car right now.
Ankle get up there.
Because,
you in between them.
Y'all sitting down.
Or then somebody put their leg across the thigh or whatever.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take the picture with you smiling. I'm happy.
Holding on to the ankle?
Because I'm happy right now.
Holding on to the ankle. I'm just clarifying.
But I don't understand, like, why I can't have that and then tomorrow not have that.
I mean...
But it could be a one-time lasting judgment. Usually men, once
I knew exactly what the fuck.
Well, I'm saying on her part.
She ain't know. It was no lap. She and liked it too.
She did. So, but on her part, so because it made her feel good, it made both of y'all feel good, she caved in on that one little thing. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, y'all niggas is dating.
Well, we was essentially doing that anyway.
No, a friends with benefit. Yeah, you do not date your friends with benefit.
If I fed you and fucked you, we dating.
But sometimes
then why do you keep it at a friends with benefit?
Safe. It's a safe level right there. It's a safe level right
there. Safe for both parties?
Selfishly me.
Understood.
Selfishly me.
Understood.
I'm saying, I think that's why they get upset. Because I think by the time that they confront the guy, like, yo, let's have a conversation. She's basically having that conversation to confirm what everybody already knows. And as a guy, you're like, why are you upset? Why am I upset playing?
Don't nobody know none. I just touched your ankle in public.
So I think that's why. I'm not the type of woman to get upset.
It's just your ankle.
Not chill.
Yo, I'm sorry.
It's just your ankle.
If you touch my ankle and then we go home and you look at me between my toes, you're my man. We're together.
Well, you already.
You're my man.
You already thought that before I did touch the ankle.
No, we were just friends with benefits.
No, shut up.
No.
In your head, you are. If he put.
Not if we were just fucking. No ankle has been touched.
Because we don't want to cross that boundary.
If he put it deep enough in you. Can we please stop lying to one another?
No, what happens? No, what happens during sex? All
right, so y'all just gonna keep lying to me. I'll be there during sex. I know exactly what happens.
We know,
during
just
sex.
Leaving it in, according to you.
Huh? No, that was that one time. That shit was crazy. And one time, I'm gonna share that story with y'all. She had me doing crazy shit. This was years ago. She had me doing crazy shit.
I need one concrete example, please. Just one. Other than leaving it in.
I had no business being in there. I didn't have any business being in there the way I was in there. I had no business. No business.
Okay.
No business.
Okay.
In other words, it was a grown folks conversation. You should have stayed in the child's place.
That's fine. I'm going to go back in the corner. Sit at the kiddie table. Sorry for asking.
I ain't have been there.
Sorry for asking.
I shouldn't have been in there.
Anywho, so I think that's why women get upset.
No business being in there.
Alex, what's your next question, por favor?
I'm sorry. You went through that, bro.
Oh, that shit was crazy.
It's still reminiscing.
All right. Round of question number 3. Everybody can answer. Would you rather?
God.
Would you rather pour lemonade in your ears and wait for it to come out the other side after going all the way around your brain, or take some cocaine on the tip of your finger and shove it in your ass? Like, it's shit like that. Why would I do either one of those things ever?
Go ahead, Alex.
Would you rather fight with a whale shark? Like, it's gonna be some dumbass shit. Why would the whale shark be there?
It's a Liz random question.
No,
it's your random question. No, we're not answering.
I'm throwing another one. Answer Liz's random question.
No, go ahead. No.
You know what? I'm gonna shock you. Okay. Go ahead. I'm gonna shock you. I got you. Shock you. Shit on y'all.
He gonna pick the gay option.
Sure am. Give me the gay option off rip.
He always got fucking gay option.
Give me the gay option, yo.
Plot twist. Ain't shit gay about what I'm about to say.
We'll be the judge of that.
That might be even worse.
So, be broke but happy daily.
Gay.
Or
see?
Live out your dreams, but contemplate suicide every day, every week. See, because of the overwhelming stress.
Can't even joke.
So say
the first
again.
One, the less gay one.
So what's the first one? You're broke?
I'm happy. You're broke, but you always happy. You're in a good mood. You're in great spirits.
I want that.
Okay.
Or you're living out your dream. Everything you ever wished for and wanted since you was a kid, you doing it. You got it. But you are stressed out, overwhelmingly stressed out all the time, and you contemplate suicide at least once a week. Yes. Ain't say you going to do it, but you think about it all the time.
So for me personally, maybe I'm taking the successful role because life already stressful. So I already be stressed out all the time. At least then I'll be stressed out and have the shit I want. And I think the average human, like, because when I think about like my coworkers, at least once a week, one of them makes like either an active shooter joke. Like, yo, I'm one look away from shooting this bitch up.
And the way this economy is going, everybody has to make dark humor jokes in order to survive, to make it through.
Yeah, so
because it's just not working. Honestly, I can be successful. I can contemplate suicide on a yacht in a Caribbean.
Baby, so, sure can. I can end it all right now, jumping in the fucking water, and I know I can't swim.
I'm on
but then yacht. I don't. But then I'm like, hey, all blue sky, walk on.
So define broke, though. Like, what is...
You're a homosexual selling ass for money to eat. All right.
Y'all ready?
So broke. Yeah.
He got to define broke. Go ahead.
I was thinking of broke as like you got a job, you working, but you're literally living to pay off bills and you have no money for nothing.
Nope. But then I am going to off myself.
Do collection services exist in this theory?
Absolutely.
Because I owe all of them. I got some money.
Absolutely,
I ain't paying shit.
So you already owe all of them.
I'm gonna continue to owe. As long as you continue to buy my debt, I'm gonna owe who the fuck ever decided to make that dumbass decision.
I mean,
if you pay Verizon Wireless X amount of dollars to think I'm gonna pay them this gross amount, fuck you and Verizon Wireless. I'm not paying you none of you bitches.
Okay,
none of ya. Because I'm going out of town this weekend. Period. Trip booked.
Hey, sound good to me.
Give a damn about a mobile device.
Okay.
Got me fucked
Alex,
up.
Alex, what are you picking?
Like I said, I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be some kind of happy, but I'm not going to think about suicide, so I'll take the successful route. Like, as y'all said, I can, like, damn, yo, do I want to jump in this water off this yacht in Jamaica with that water so beautiful? And think about the giant squid at the bottom of the ocean trying to grab my ass while Jaws is trying to get me on the way down.
Yo,
the squid grabbing your ass
every time, yo, every time.
Like, yo, did y'all not see the Meg, like the second one, Meg the Trench? Yeah, you ever seen that shit with the giant octopus that ate the nigga in the middle of the fucking ocean?
Yes, but
like, you know, okay. The ocean got some shit in it, yo.
It does,
yeah, and it don't want us in it.
Oh. Right, we don't need to be in that shit. It ain't for us.
Oh, the Kraken down there, Godzilla nephew down there.
What's for us is for us.
White people down there.
That dude, the Titanic down there.
Yeah. That submarine down
little
there.
Little mermaid.
That submarine that allegedly imploded.
Flounder, allegedly, that nigga down there.
That bitch imploded.
Man, they probably aqua people.
Sebastian down that bitch.
That's where the mermaids came from.
What was the seahorse name in Little Mermaid?
What's the fucking seahorse? There was a pelican.
His name was Pelican?
What was your purpose? Of
what was that? Alex.
I don't even think see what
that was Alex that made that noise, by the way, guys.
I hit the headphones, not myself.
What?
Yeah, it was different.
Auntie who?
All right, let's get to this topic, y'all. All right, what's the first one? No name K.
Oh, I got it up.
It was no me.
Queen it's of the screenshot.
Juice, did this idea come to you in a brain? Which in a slumber?
Which one was it?
Morning all.
No. The morning all was me, but the second shit was the message I got from the
line. Okay. That's what we're starting with. Juice had a dream about this, y'all.
All right. Now I'll be having dreams. I'm prolific.
God be coming to him like Juice this topic.
I'll tell you, y'all better stop playing with me.
So this is the godly topic since prophet. He has the Christians over here.
Amen.
It says, when women say mean, hurtful things that they don't mean, unprovoked, and then go cry. What's the reason for the cry? Is it because they are wrong in what they did? Or after the things that were said, it may be no coming back from, and the reality is setting in that, damn, I've really messed up. That's it.
Oh, I thought you took a dramatic pause.
Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum.
No, seriously, that is a great question. Because y'all are mean, and we know this, but when y'all do it unprovoked, no reason at all, just because you are who you are. And it was, like I said, it was for no reason. Mm-hmm. Always put that first. It's for reason and unprovoked.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go cry like you just took so much out of you. Why are you crying? Okay. Are you crying because what you did was wrong and now you peeped it?
No.
It has nothing to do with us. You're just a piece of shit.
It does. I'm crying because I'm so fucking frustrated. I want to knock your fucking head off. But I don't want to get hit with a charge. So I'm just going to go cry that shit out. Because if I go out and break a nail punching a fucking tree, then I look extra fucking aggressive.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this.
That's the why. I'm
not doing if this. I ever do end up crying over a nigga, it's because...
Yo, stop. Mute up. Something's wrong with you motherfuckers. You motherfuckers in this scenario are wrong. No right.
If it's something wrong with us...
You asked why I was crying.
Shut it up. Y'all wrong as hell. And even through this, the reason why you're crying is because you want to be wrong some more.
Correct. I'm frustrated.
Make it make sense.
Not wrong, just frustrated.
Wrongs. You're frustrated because of you. No. This is all a you thing.
I'm frustrated. No. Maybe.
No.
You know, maybe it's not the unprovokingness. Men be thinking that they don't provoke us. But there are plenty of women.
Scenario. Clear scenario.
No.
Don't change it. Don't change it. I'm not, because a lot of times I let you do that shit. The scenario will be there in black and white, and then you will add a caveat, and I don't like that shit.
I'm not changing it, right? Because I've heard the stories. Women are like, "Why did you shoot him? Oh, because he inhaled." And you're like, "Damn, bitch, you're crazy. You shot him because he inhaled." I gotta wait for Juice headphones to come back. So we've heard those stories, right? Where like the woman.
No, we ain't heard them stories talking about.
Have you never watched Snapped? It's called Snapped.
He breathed, so I shot him.
Yes.
The fact that Juice literally muted me, we got beef. We got so much beef.
He cut the mic?
Yes. Yeah, I turned it off. He cut the fucking mic.
I'm sick of the bullshit.
Cutting the mic.
Anywho.
And you my nigga though.
Exactly. So you gonna mute my mic?
Because of what you attempted, you don't mute her mic. I don't expect that from her.
You don't mute her mic?
The things that you give me, I don't expect from
your
her.
Your niggas ain't your niggas.
She is all You're over the place. All.
Your niggas ain't your niggas. I don't care what nobody says. Your niggas ain't your niggas because that's crazy about you.
Kate, unprovoked. Unprovoked.
No, I was very provoked.
Give it to him.
I was very provoked.
That's crazy. She's provoked.
No, now then she would have a reason. That's
crazy. No, you provoked her.
I know now.
Oh. That's what I'm saying, but you see, it was just a mute.
See, it's the old part that showed me that you didn't hit nothing I said before. Oh, you already said that. Oh.
You know what?
Anyway, point is that sometimes men don't realize the shit they do to be provoking. Y'all could breathe wrong. Provoked.
Do y'all know that y'all? Do y'all know what y'all mean?
You know that y'all make us mean?
Because when we're nice to y'all, y'all be doing dumbass shit like pulling our hair.
Zero. What?
Like what?
It starts in elementary school, right?
Oh, I'm about to say elementary little school. Boys, I was about to say because now hair pulling is.
We're going to a psychology background because that's my bag.
Period.
Little boys.
Talk your shit.
Here we go.
Girls, when children are growing up, they're nice to each other. When a little boy has a crush on a little girl, he does things like tease her. Like, she'll be nice to him. He does things like... let me borrow a pencil. And then you share it with him. And that little motherfucker breaks it in half because he likes you. Like, boys do weird shit. And weird boys become weird men. So women, over time, become meaner and meaner. So now we're mean. Go ahead. You can speak.
Okay.
Tag.
All right. Got it. So what you saying is that because that happened and when the fuck that happened, how old are you now? I'm using age now, just as a reference point.
I am 33 years old.
God, you're 33 years old. So what happened then would explain now if you were to like Bad Boys? The nigga with the blicky.
The conditioning.
No, because I also like niggas with no blickies.
Go. I'm taking it. All right,
I hate these words.
To her point about the whole conditioning thing and trauma.
I'm about to take my shit.
Hey, come on, psych. Hold on.
So, like, remember I told you I don't fuck with Valentine's Day, right?
Yes.
All right. I'll be 35 next week. To this day, because of what happened to me in elementary school, I do not fuck with Valentine's Day. I'm more into if my partner at the time wants to do something, cool, we can, but... I'm not pressing the issue.
So it was about the conditioning.
But
the bring back. That's on me. I got the butt.
But the bring it back so that we win.
You already lost. We didn't. I have science on my side, but okay.
And there you have it.
Well, okay, go ahead. No, but your science.
Fauci lied to us for 4 years. You talking about science?
Go ahead, Alex.
Fauci lied to us for 4 years. Fuck science, man.
Go ahead,
get your shit off, yo. Get your shit off.
Get your shit off.
Get your shit off. Yeah, pause. Yeah, big pause.
So, boys aren't mean to girls when they like them. When y'all girls and y'all like a little nigga, y'all will kick him in the shin. Y'all go outside his head. Y'all call him names. And y'all is fucking laughing because y'all did the shit.
Never.
Like, you will, like, y'all. What, we're laughing. I'm sorry. Hold on. There was never, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, there was never a show about.
You ain't wrong, Ken.
A kid. About a boy who liked a girl. He was always mean to her.
You ain't wrong.
But every time he was in public, I mean, every time he was in private, he was talking about he was doing poetry and shit. But then, switch over, Nickelodeon, oh, you got Hey Arnold.
What's her name, Helga?
Helga hated Hey Arnold in public. Bitch. But then this bitch had a whole ass bubblegum shrine of this nigga in her closet.
Psycho, ew. Bitch.
Can I tap in?
Ew.
No. Go ahead, tap in. No, go ahead, tap in.
Go, mute his mic. Tap in, no. So... we've talked about it either in the group chat or on this podcast about how the things that are for us for entertainment are what we're going to watch. Y'all complain all the time about how social media does nothing but spread the lies, right?
We're a joke to y'all?
Social media does nothing but spread the lies. So you're comparing those TV shows from back then. That was what was entertaining. That does not reflect real life. Using the same logic that has been used on this very platform.
So basically what you're saying is that no woman during any era of time can be mimicked.
No, you know what I'm saying is? Maybe y'all assume, like, when we hit y'all over the back of your head, it's not like hit you over the back of your head like play fight, right? We imitate our mothers, and that's what the hell we see our mothers do to our little brothers. Like, get the fuck out of here. That's what we're trying to tell y'all.
Get
the fuck out of here.
Have y'all ever been...
and then we start crying because then we really can't fuck y'all up how we want
y'all
to.
Y'all ever been flipped?
By a boy?
I'm a plus size girl. I don't get flipped.
You fuck with the wrong niggas.
I know, that's the problem. Right. Anyways.
Y'all fuck with a calisthenic type nigga. You ain't even know whole time.
Notes.
You didn't know.
Thank you, dropping the knowledge. I know, see, that's why you my nigga.
But that's why I said we would never beef.
We never beef, but you. We got beef now because you muted.
You're a woman.
No.
I can never beef with a woman.
We gonna have beef. You gonna have
can. You got door knockers or earrings, so I can't beef with you.
I can take them off. We can still beef.
No, you gonna fight me?
If I have
on
would,
site,
you would fight me
if
on
I site. Have to.
Right, I would keep my hands in my pocket.
I suggest you do that.
Excuse me,
because if she start, I'ma finish.
Period.
But I'm sitting down.
What does it matter?
What you mean?
We are gonna start crying because we can't fuck about how we want to. We gonna start crying because we can't fuck about how we want to.
Whole time I'm full still
circle.
Sitting.
Full circle moment. No, but you see, by the time you're sitting on the couch, you're like, okay, it's over. And then Kate taking off her earrings, provoked. You know when you provoked her 20 minutes ago. The provocation is still there.
No, you gotta be able to work through that, ma.
I am.
Yeah, I'll be able to work
by cussing your stupid ass out and then crying.
That's how
I
work
really
through it
because
I just cussed you out. That was me releasing the
emotion. Otherwise, I wanted to fuck you. I wanted to come in the house and take my shoe off and just throw it at your head like a shoe.
I thought you was about to say I wanted to come in the house and fuck you. I was about to say ideally, yes.
Yeah, ideally, like,
damn.
But I have other questions.
Let's pause real quick.
Ask them.
Real quick, with what you just said about coming in the house and fuck you. I've been mad at my nigga coming in the house and fucked him and then like walked off and he's like, am I just a human? Shut the fuck up. And then I still go the fuck off. Because you should have just laid there and not spoke.
No, I get the human toy. Because why would you treat me like that?
Moral to the story. Why would you not just lay there and be like, damn, she probably angry. Let me just be quiet.
The moral to the story is, and I'm going to say, I really hate to be this guy.
But you're going to be this guy.
But I'm going to be this guy.
Always.
The moral of the story is, slut your woman out.
Thank you. I agree.
Treat
with
her with the minimal respect.
Come on now.
Treat her with minimal respect.
In the bedroom.
No, I'm talking about general.
Don't walk up to my car and say,
you,
why
the
shit.
Fuck would you
say? Why would you get from the air horns?
That's why I didn't want to hit
that one.
You asked
I knew he was saying it in public.
I was getting the horns when he said, slut your girl out and treat her with respect. But I didn't hear that.
Treat her with respect.
No, baby. I was stuck on the slut her out part. Yeah, I was like, he's talking his good shit now.
But we're talking about treating with minimal respect.
So we can be at the grocery store and that motherfucker's like, get a red apple. And then you get one. He's like, bitch, are you dumb? Not that red apple. Like, nigga, I will launch this shit at your head. Try me if you want to. We're going to fight right here in the fruit section. Me, you, oranges, bananas, apples.
Oh my God, my heart just almost stopped. I wish a nigga would.
If you pick the wrong red apple?
No, if he go off on me like that.
I've seen his grocery store.
What the fuck you mean, wrong apple?
You ever hear a nigga going off in the grocery store and you got to turn around like, who?
No, thankfully, no. But my thing is, first and foremost, I'm not that confrontational type of person. So I'm going to have to process it. But right then and there, I'm going to be like, who the fuck are you talking to? I'm going to catch an attitude. We going to go home silently. We going to talk about it later because I'm going to cuss your stupid ass out. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck are you going,
bro? I love how you thought about it. I think if a nigga ever, if I ever grab something and a nigga's like, are you fucking stupid? Not that one. I would not think. I would just automatically launch it at him. Like, I would have no pause. And then later on when the police are there and I'm like, yeah, go ahead and
But your reaction
me.
Is fully
it's
valid.
It's probably like assault with a deadly weapon at that
Your reaction is fully valid. Because if you don't want me to talk to you like that, don't you ever fix your lips to think you can talk to me like that. Hey, because here's the thing. Even if I don't get you, if you take it too fucking far and you just talk out your mouth like I'm a random nigga off the street and you're like, you a dumb bitch, da, 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 and you like really going off, don't even worry about it. I got family on East Baltimore. I got family in West Baltimore. Probably got some in South Baltimore, too. You going to get guys.
It wasn't me. Because
who the fuck are you talking
to? It wasn't me. It wasn't me because I see how you talk. I'm zoning in on you, right? It's not. It wasn't me.
But you see.
I get you. It just wasn't me. You feel me?
I know it wasn't you.
Yeah, all right. I just want to point it out. Hey, East Baltimore family, West Baltimore family, and the potential ones in the South. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Long story short, if a nigga talk to me sideways, I might not get him, but somebody in my family will.
All right.
Because family don't play about me.
You getting got.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm going to cry while it's happening.
So, not me. Tread lightly.
I'm going to feel sad.
I'm not going to cry because you put yourself in that predicament.
And again, it was
I'm
going to
cry
because
I love him.
Me.
I'm like, I love his stupid ass. He already got fucked up with an apple, and now he got up again.
No, no, no. Only reason I wouldn't be crying is because if you took me to the point where now my family is involved, it's no turning back. It's not like, oh, we going to have this little fight in the house, and then we going to forgive each other, and we going to go back to where, like, lovey-dovey. No. If it's to the point where my family got to get involved, oh, baby, this relationship over. I don't want to see you again. We ain't got to talk again, to be honest.
All right, it wasn't me, though.
Yeah. I see you in the streets. I'm walking past you because I don't know you.
Yeah, because it wasn't me. Straight. I know. No, on mothers, it wasn't me, though.
I know.
All right, what's the next topic? Because I just want everybody to know that it was not me.
Nobody knows how intently I was staring.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I let them know.
He felt it.
Her eyes got smaller.
All right, next.
We got to go to the studio to record. Yeah.
We sure did because you guys are spaceless, right?
Man, and that's what they did over East.
All right, calm down.
Black girl, how long you been recording? What's the time check on this?
It's only at 37 minutes.
Oh, that's okay. Not terrible.
That's not terrible. All right, next topic. Same thing. It's coming from the group chat. So, Hugo shared a photo of a Trojan horse being led into a castle. The Trojan.
Well, you thought throat and Trojan.
Well, see what's on your brain.
The Trojan horse.
Gotcha.
is labeled casual sex. And inside of it, it says relationship. And it is being pulled by a man labeled woman. And the person at the door is labeled me. I fixed it. And I crossed out the word woman. And I wrote the word men.
So you made it gay.
No.
It was.
No. She just flipped the perspective.
Because it just says me. So to me, it's men.
She flipped the perspective.
But to a man that's reading it.
Huh? You're gonna
a woman is
that's why I asked.
I said,
fix it. But that's why I asked. I said so it's gay.
Well, it was already gay when you sent it to us. Then
no, it wasn't.
Yes,
it said women at first.
It's a man's world.
Anywho, the topic is topic is why do people, men, women, or other, use casual sex as a way to sneak in a relationship? I don't even know what I missed. I'm very displeased with whatever is happening next to me.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you too?
I'm sorry, I'm back.
Anywho, the topic is why do people use casual sex as a way to sneak a relationship into someone who is clearly blocking it?
Now,
go.
Me personally, there's no sneaking a relationship into it. If I go into a situation like, okay, I just meet somebody, they talking all this good shit. We end up in a situationship or a fuck buddy, whatever you want to call it. It's not that I'm trying to, okay, I'm going to make him my man by doing this, that, and the third. No. Me being stupid with feelings, it's like, oh, wait.
I'm glad you said the women are stupid with feelings.
No, I said me.
No, I heard it. I know what I heard.
No.
I heard it.
No, I don't talk for the whole population. I got you. Cool.
Got you.
Anyways.
Stupid.
Not at all.
Make sure I put that in the group chat.
Not you paraphrasing, taking bits and pieces.
No, anyway. I love creating narratives.
We can tell.
I swear to God, it makes it brings me joy. That and finding out that women lie and knowing that I can lie right back and there'd be no consequences.
That's crazy.
Enjoyment.
Okay.
Simple things in life.
Anyways, Liz, what's your answer?
My take on it?
Yeah.
I think people do it because they know they're not gonna get in the castle any other way. So I think they settle for what the fuck they can get from me. So it's like, damn, you know.
Shit, the same. I tried
to date her. Bitch told me no. I asked the bitch if her phone worked. The bitch told me no, even though we were talking on it.
Yo, turn
it
Oh, I remember now. Got it.
It took you a minute. It's okay. You got it.
Asking a chick if your phone worked and then she replies no is egregiously bad activity.
No, I like that.
Oh
though.
My god.
I
like yeah.
That is nasty work. Oh my
she's
god.
She's already said that women are mean.
Because that's something.
Don't ask me no dumb ass question if my phone worked.
You know it worked. You know when it worked. You call me, I send you the voicemail. Yeah. So it rang and then went to voicemail.
You know my phone worked.
Like, come on now. You know it worked.
Look, ask stupid questions, get stupid answers. Anywho, so go. I think then they become, all right, I was trying to date her, the bitch saying no. You know, then I saw this post talking about something. Damn, I lost my best eater. And then they take that as the opportunity.
That is
slide
so
right,
tragic.
Right. They slide right in the inbox. Yo, I'll just eat it. And you're like, I'm down bad. Huh? Sure, come over. Because as a woman,
you
lost your best eater. You're down bad. You lost your best eater. And you posted in that close friends. And then that nigga slid in the DM. I'm an eater too.
Wait a minute. I just want to know something because I do see a lot of women say that they have lost their best eater or favorite eater. Mm-hmm. So, and I, you know, of course, I never know what comes after said post, right?
Uh-huh.
So a nigga hop in your DM after you say, yo, I lost my best eater.
When you post that shit in the close friends.
And if you're down bad.
Alex was about to break like $200 worth of equipment and Stanley Cups.
I don't even know what he's doing. Okay, so you're down bad. And somebody hits you like, yo, can I eat it? Y'all say yeah?
If you're down bad enough, yeah.
If it's someone I had already had interactions with previously, whether that be sexually or just talking, yeah.
Okay.
If it's someone that had been in my DMs, he flirted a few times. I'm just like,
I might have flirted back a little, but not really.
Right.
But then I go to his page because you're already down bad, right? You already down, but you go to his page and you're like,
I mean, he's kind of fine.
You're like, this nigga really ain't so ugly from the top.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From the top.
Yeah, because he's about to be your new eater, so you only ever want to see him from the top. This nigga hairline really not that fucked up. He's not really bald in the way I thought he was.
He not as bad as I initially, but I honestly.
And he got big lips.
You know,
come on
okay,
over.
Come
on
know,
over.
Now that I re-
come on over.
Now that I reevaluate your application, it's given very much, you might be a top contender.
You weren't a first round pick.
Right.
But round 19? Come on over.
Round 19 is crazy.
No, because second round nigga's still there.
Right. No.
It's when they get down to round 19.
Yeah.
That the nigga's still standing like, damn, am I going to get drafted? Am I not? Baby, come on. Jump join
and
the
then
team.
As soon as you posted, I lost my best eater, he was like, it's my time.
For
me to take my shot.
It's my time. And then you're like, you know what? Come on over.
You know
and
what?
Then he,
practice
and then he
squad.
Is the best eater.
Practice squad to active roster.
Bam, bam.
Yeah. Active roster to starter.
So you see, that's what he was hoping, right?
Yeah.
So he was hoping to be the starter. He wanted to be the first round draft pick. He wasn't. He was picked at number 19. That's casual sex right there. He's still signed to the practice squad. Baby, you're never going to touch the field on a real game. Not the first season anyway. Okay. But then he stays
there. I mean,
there. Unless you really good.
Okay.
That's where the casual sex kind of comes in.
If he's getting the cheeks and he touching the field.
No, because he doesn't. Remember in the original thing, he wants the relationship. He wanted to be the starter. And we were like, no. Okay. So then he realizes, but I can be.
So the head is the practice squad.
Yeah.
But then, so in that case, the nigga ain't so.
But he doesn't want to be on practice squad. He wants to play. Right. He doesn't want a Super Bowl ring just because he went there. He's trying to be on the field.
Yeah. He wanted. No. He wanted. Active no. I get it. No. He wants to be a starter. Having sex. He want to be a starter, but you, but you got him casually fucking you, so that means he's on the bench.
Okay, he wants to get off the bench.
Holy shit!
Go ahead and give him the football example again, because he missed.
No. Okay, see, when it comes to the bench, you don't even need to talk about football. You need to talk about basketball. Because then
we were talking about football.
But no, but football on the bench is not the same as basketball off the bench. Because basketball,
no
on the
one
bench.
Exactly why we were talking about football.
We talking he was on practice.
Football off the bench, them niggas ain't doing shit. Like they're not like, so if you want to use that analogy when it comes to sex, they not even fucking. Hold on. The niggas talking football, using the football analogy, the niggas is in your DMs talking to them damn selves, or you giving them conversation when you bored ass niggas.
Right.
When off the bench, off of basketball, there's some niggas that come off the bench giving you 10 points.
No.
All right, listen.
Because they fucking
fuck
you.
All that. Those are fuck niggas all that.
Got drafted.
No what? Nickname just said, clapping the cheeks is getting on the field. So that's active playing time.
But you're not a starter.
The head is practice squad.
Yeah, because by the time you're right.
So in my head, the breakdown would be practice squad is getting hit.
Okay.
Or giving hit. If
right, because that's
if
all you do. You're the eater.
Right.
I might go fuck.
Active roster is being able to fuck.
And you're on the field.
So starters
are the relationship.
Is your. The main
and that's what he wanted. Relationship. He wanted to be a starter.
You want to be a starter,
but you're willing to start down at practice squad and hope. But there's no guarantee you're going to become a starter, right? Because you were on practice squad, right? Being my best eater, I could go ahead and bring on more starters. More starters have now come on, so you might never make it off of practice squad because every time you think like, oh damn, the first, second, and third, they all injured. All
right,
so now they're going to have to put me on active roster, and then they're like. Nope, mid-season trade. And you're like, what the fuck happened here?
So what does free agency look like then?
Oh, you're in my DMs.
That's free agency is the DMs?
Yeah. No, you're not my nigga.
Okay,
you're just an eater.
It's contract negotiations before the heat?
Contract negotiations
It's before the heat.
So contract negotiations are when your fire, you know how they put the fire emoji? When those stop getting ignored, like, boy, stop.
What is injured reserve?
Injured reserve would be the nigga who went and got the girlfriend and is all of a sudden trying to take her serious.
Or injured reserve could be someone who was on an active roster but had to get set down.
Why?
He did something stupid.
How can you get set down from here unless it's somebody else fulfilling that?
No, because injured reserve is only active.
No, remember active roster
is fucking
was sex.
Okay, yeah. So if you're on injured reserve, that means
you're
there's
on
no
active
roster. Right. So there's no sex, there's no head.
There's nothing. You're on injured reserve.
Right. So someone else has to fill his cornerback position.
I'm just a man down. Yeah, I'm just a man down. I'm not fucking. I'm just getting the head. The head is enough to get me through. We got a bye week.
What is out for the season? What's out for the season?
Out for the season, either you got a bitch or you did some fucked up shit that
and
I
now you done.
I don't fuck with that shit.
I'm done.
So you done.
Done.
Out for the season.
I'm Ray Ricing you.
Out for the
video coming out and you out.
For the season, might as well. You didn't got traded, baby.
You didn't even got to get traded. No, because he ain't on no other team.
You just released him.
He got released.
Yeah, and you want to hear something, and I know I don't care, but I'm going to say it because it's funny. Misogyny, right? Because if I was to say anything in anywhere close to how they talk about, free agency is when a bitch... Don't lick the balls. That's free agency.
When
she don't lick the balls, you on free agency.
So she sucking dick on free agency?
Huh? Yeah. Tryouts.
Okay.
That's like the combine.
Okay.
Right? So she in the combine sucking dick, no
Before
balls.
Before you continue, should I define misogyny for our viewers?
I mean, if you want them to have the accurate definition, I'm going off jokes.
Never mind.
I don't give a fuck what the shit really mean.
Nope, continue.
But combine is... Combine is, she's sucking the dick.
Okay.
Cool, bet. The draft is, I clapped. I had to hit before I knew you going
to
be a part of this team.
Okay. Right. Okay.
All
right,
cool. So we lock you in on your little rookie deal. That's 3 years, right? Not physical, but theoretical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got about a 3-month period to fuck up. And I gotta get, cause I got a veteran backup quarterback. He good, but he not young. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're saying he ain't got that young talent.
You want
but,
something new.
Right, but I will sit your young goofy ass down and get my veteran back in the motherfucking game. Mm-hmm. Okay. So cool, I keep you in the game. You get hit, now you on injured reserve.
Are y'all still fucking on injured reserve?
What
is your definition of injured reserve?
Injured reserve is you got to sit down a little bit. You can't perform. Somebody been.
But she can still come to the games.
I don't suggest it because the people you see playing, you don't want to see.
Okay.
So the person who, like, you've been little off, little distant, but this one person been hit me up 3 times in a week. Got it. Now she's active roster. She not a red shirt no more. Okay. You sitting down. Now, what is it? Out for the season. Mm-hmm. You're out for the season, I don't fuck with you no more.
Right.
Okay. No, you're done.
Okay,
you're,
we agree on that.
You're
done.
Because next year is new and we're looking for younger talent. You didn't make the cut. Goodness. So that's you out for the season. Then, of course, when the season is over, I mean, you got to reevaluate some things. Mm-hmm. As the woman, I'm sure you're in other DMs presenting set eater skill, as you should. Because don't think I'm fitting the franchise tag you.
Okay.
You're not gonna get that.
Now, but what I will say is end of season also with the dude who brought in the casual sex. So remember he was practice squad or he was whatever. If he's really your best eater, you gonna still make sure like, oh, but you know you gotta keep working out year round.
So you like, so
you're
you,
still you're still coming to practices.
So like, you selling hope to him.
Cause you gotta keep coming to practice.
So
year
keep,
round.
So keep showing up.
Yeah, okay. You're not on the team. It wouldn't matter if the game the season's over. Your season never started.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Shouts out to the sports and it made me tap in to a different part of my brain, so I understand that.
Yay,
women in sports.
Come on here.
But for all intent and purpose, this is misogynistic shit. Just misogyny. And we need to stop that.
We just ain't.
And for the viewers, we'd like to welcome back Sir Alex.
I know, he was on his phone a long time.
Bro, like, y'all was talking about a lot of shit, and y'all got all off topic. I said, all right.
No, we were on topic. We just compared it to the football analogy.
I just want to let women know that we, I'll speak for me, that I carry them in a sexual way only.
So they're tools.
Yes. Misogyny.
Ladies and gentlemen, nigga. Listen to the Chillin' Juice podcast if you're listening. You have been told that you are nothing more than a coochie toy.
I didn't
you
use
are,
the word coochie.
You are a sex box.
I ain't say sex.
You are a nothing but a sexual tool for just enjoyment.
I didn't say sex, and I didn't say I was going
to
enjoy it.
Once he busts his nut, is get the fuck out of his face and leave him alone.
On mothers, though.
Maybe get him a
get
Capri Sun.
Get me nothing,
Sun.
Leave, nigga.
He already got the Capri Sun.
I'm good. I'm good.
Matter of fact, on his way out from your house, bitch, leave. Make sure the sandwich is already there at the door.
I ain't hungry. Go.
No, nigga, you're leaving her house.
I'm not there. I'm not at her house.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't want to go to her house. Because I know how I get after I bust. Mm. I get sleepy.
Ignite.
I get sleepy. Oh. I ain't going to want. It's me.
What were you about to say?
Yeah, what were you about to say about
the
me?
The nigga juice hit you with the yeah. So what you about to do?
No. What were you about to say about me? No, you got to say something about me.
I was saying, you were like, you know how I get after I busted, I said ignorant. Like, you get ignorant. Like, niggas bust they nut. Or even women do it, too. Sometimes.
I'm not ignorant.
Sometimes I love a guy before I come.
I'm not ignorant.
And then whether I come or not come, I become very mean. And they're like, you were so sweet. Was I?
Full circle. You become mean, unprovoked.
I was already mean.
You got your nut, though.
No. I'm only nice when I'm provoked. My default status is mean as shit.
Childhood so you proving all
valid.
That is wild.
You just no, but not all women are like me. No, K is
that women are mean.
No, K is very nice.
I feel like I'm probably the opposite completely.
Yeah, K is very nice. And for K to get mean, you really got to be some fucked up
That's
shit
what
for
I was
K
saying earlier.
Too.
Like, if the nigga I'm with pushed me to that level, my family got involved, that's just like me. Like, I'm nice 95% of the time. But if you see that side of me, it's going to be a problem.
I am.
Okay. I want y'all to count how many times I say K.
You already said it enough times. What do you want? Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
It does not.
Because I'm not mean.
You want to get to your
Why would you introduce it like that?
Right.
Auntie.
First and foremost, it's not my
After what you said. Ooh. Let's
I got the list right here.
Okay.
Anywho, so
you got the list.
Depending
pull up
on
the text
when this
messages.
Drops, who knows when this may be. But during this time at which this podcast is being recorded, a list came out in response to the sassy nigga list, they came out with a masculine women list that, as of this tweet that I found,
they took me as you side did because we did that shit first.
Originators of this shit.
Go back to the
all mothers.
Yeah, go back.
If you didn't hear it, we had a whole episode from a couple months back about the basic bitch list, which is a response to the sassy nigga list. It's over 200 items on that bitch.
We been assholes.
Fuck y'all talking about.
Okay.
We talking about. We lit this shit.
Anywho, so on this list, I'm just going to read the top 10 while Kay goes to find
it. You got white toes, you a basic bitch.
It's not basic.
It's not basic.
This is a completely different list.
Are
you talking about your list?
He's upset because they're basic.
If you pray, you a basic bitch.
All right.
Okay, anywho.
Focus on the basic.
So with the
if you in a sorority, you was a basic bitch.
If you a Kappa, you a sassy nigga.
That's exactly on the list.
I know.
But we're talking about the basic bitch.
If you like brunches, you a basic bitch.
Niggas like brunches too. You all basic bitches too?
What? I don't like them. I just go because people go.
I go because coochie people be there.
I don't like nothing.
I hate this nigga.
Fuck everything.
I'm irritated with both of them. Anywho, at this point.
So this is the masculine women list. So top 10, number one, drinking beer. Number two.
Hold on, no. Do any of y'all drink beer?
If it's the only thing available.
Got you.
There it is.
If it's the only, or I'm at a baseball. I'm like at a white event, baby.
Oh, you a stud?
I don't like beer. The most recent time I had beer was when we were at the Miami Carnival and they ran out of liquor.
And that's all they had was beer.
So all they had was beer.
You never have to explain anything to me.
Okay,
I know I don't.
Number two, farting, and it makes a noise.
Y'all farts make noises.
No, because women don't fart. You already know this.
So y'all full of
number three.
She's speaking for herself.
So y'all full of gas.
No, she's speaking for herself. I have no problem admitting.
Got you.
Yep.
Got you.
Number two is me. Continue.
All right. Number three.
Thunderclap.
Driving with one hand. I do drive with one hand. Maybe it's some Baltimore shit.
All right. Mm-hmm. Study.
Number four. Smoking a blunt by yourself.
Studlicious.
I've done that. Number five. Drinking without a straw.
Studaholic.
So I'm
drinking from a cup right now.
Studaholic.
I'm drinking from a red Solo cup right now.
Number six, saying, ayo.
Studtastics.
I'm from Baltimore, so that's what we do. Number seven, being from New York.
Stud
automatically.
Magnificent.
Automatically. Number eight, sitting with your legs open. Thing is, if it's a nigga between my legs, which one we close them?
Stud extraordinaire.
Here's my thing. I got some thick-ass thighs. My legs don't close all the way when I sit down.
So
that's uncomfortable.
Studtastic by default.
By default.
All right. Okay. Number nine, going to clubs.
Y'all go to clubs?
Sure do. Be outside.
Studies.
And then number 10, don't know how to twerk.
Can't relate.
All right. Well, you're a woman in that category then. Y'all studtastic.
So Liz responds to it in the group chat, said, this is masculine women. I'm masculine then. I said, I'm masculine as hell. Juice decides to respond, calling this masculine women list a d-
Yo. I just want to say this. As a group, why are we like this? That's what I want to know.
No, why is the group chat like
okay.
this?
Anyways, so I responded... And I said, damn, now I'm a
Yo, I'm about to edit this. Yeah, this is crazy. I'm about to edit this bad. Oh, this is bad.
Oh, yeah, you might get canceled off of that.
This is bad.
Yo, the whole part about to be over.
This is bad. I'm getting this edited. I'm going to send this to my man right now.
Oh, my God.
We might have to end it here.
All right. Yeah, look.
Yo, this might be the last time y'all niggas hear from us. This is bad.
This is another episode of the Chilling with Juice podcast.
Listen, wait, the next one going to be Chilling with Alex moving forward.
We got to
rebrand and revamp.
The disclaimer,
huh?
The disclaimer would
Man,
be
you know
perfect
what?
For this.
No,
you have
that.
A disclaimer no, for
I,
a reason.
I do have a disclaimer, but I'm also say this before I play the disclaimer. All you hoes and you bitches. We do and say and think what the fuck we want. So if your punk ass is on this, I'm sorry. I'ma keep dumbing down. And listen, I'm a bitch because I'ma send it to a man and get it edited. So y'all not gonna hear none of those beeps, beeps, beeps. Y'all not gonna know what none of them fucking words mean. Beep, beep, beep this. You beep ass beep. Ho ass beep.
She wanna go home with you.
Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone.
Yo. I gotta be like my nigga chilling with Jews. Stack this paper, get in an argument. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Uh-huh. Fuck with him, that's the wrong guy. Cause see, man, he don't care and you'll go bye-bye. Do or die, rain to shine. This man care about his kids, man, and that's gonna be like, Can't nobody complain. They always saying exactly come around, man. Trust me, I'm not lame.